The aim, of course, is to make the healthier choices easier for people, and unhealthy choices more difficult for them to have access to, or perhaps access to them as little as possible. So the fish innovative idea, I guess, the availability of fish for people, it really stems from that kind of principle. There have been policy direction from government to support that move in terms of having excise tax for unhealthy choices, for example, increasing excise tax for sweet drinks and fatty food, certain fatty food, tobacco and alcohol, things like that that are not good for people. And of course, reducing import duties for healthy choices. So I'm not very clear on the details behind the cheap fish, but I suspect it's really, it has to do with the drop in import duty on healthy food like fish.
This idea of making available cheaper fresh fish for local people in Tonga, this is now happening at the moment, and I understand it's not the first time. So obviously it would seem that it's proving relatively successful.
Obviously, I mean, I guess the challenge is to ensure that tail shops are not abusing it and keeping the price up. So as long as, so that's where the response from the public. And I haven't, like I said, I haven't actually seen any review of the impact on the customer thing, but we expect some review soon. Hopefully we will be able to see some good influences on the buying habits of people to look at things that are cheaper and much healthier. Again, it's work in progress. It's pretty early on. We were still in the early days on this initiative, but we do hope that other businesses will support it. We are thinking of working together with local industries, for example, and perhaps supporting them to provide healthier beverages, for example, and then perhaps seeing at ways that we can agree on how to improve the access to people.
It obviously, as you say, is just the beginning. This is going to be a long-term project to try and turn things around in Tonga. Sure. You know, only a few years ago, a report, as many have in the past, found that Tonga has the highest number or highest proportion of people who are obese. Do you think at least through the work of the government, your ministry, and working in collaboration with other ministries, attitudes are changing in Tonga, or is it still too early for that?
I think it is working. A last step survey that was published in 2014, which was done in 2012, it compared the level of obesity and overweight to a similar step survey that was done in 2004, and it shows that the overweight level in men had actually reduced. It was the women that was a problem. It was still going up a little bit, but even the obesity was dropping by less than 1%. I know you're going to think that is not an achievement, but I think we managed to stop it from going up. At that time, we hadn't had these new initiatives implemented. So I have a very good feeling that when we do the step survey, which is due to be done this year, we're going to see something different.